It's not that they cannot see. It's that they will not see. So there are two important elements that we need to understand. One is what in Buddhism is referred to as the passion for ignorance. Okay? Once one has become identified with the ego mind, that ego has a structure, the centerpiece of which is a sensor, that censors out our ability to understand and to see that which does not suit the ego's own unconscious agendas. So once one is identified with the ego, there is an internal apparatus, a mechanism that keeps one with blinders on. And so the conscious mind of the ego has absolutely no free will. The I of the statement, the I that one consciously thinks one is not receiving the full information of reality. It is living literally in a fantasy, in a bubble that is maintained by the unconscious mind. And it cannot see. Even if there are moments in which one has an aha and sees, one forgets the moment later and goes back to the old patterns. And there isn't the strength or the will to go outside of the box of the ego's patterns of functioning. And so the ego does not have power. It is in a truly impotent state today. There is very little margin for change, even when it wants to. Even on a minor individual level, like somebody who smokes and knows they're going to get sick and die from that, but they can't stop smoking, right? So even on that level, people can't do what serves their own good interests. They don't have the ability. And they can't change behavior patterns that are simply too much out of their control. It is this weakness of the ego that's the problem. And it cannot even come out of denial in order to recognize the weakness in order to find help. And today there's a stigma on top of that of looking for help. You don't want to appear weak. And the weaker you actually are, the more you want to refuse to look weak and pretend you're strong. Because there's such shame and such terror of being a weak soul. So people are stuck from both of these angles and unable to then come out of denial until they crash and they have no choice. And so this is why all of the 12-step groups and all of the other self-help groups know that someone's got to hit bottom first. When they hit their bottom, then maybe they will come looking for some help. So the planet now must hit bottom. It must reach the hopelessness of realizing that the ego has led us into this cul-de-sac that is impossible. But there, at that point, it will be too late to do anything about it under ordinary conditions. And it will require an extraordinary approach. We have already reached that point, where ordinary means will no longer save the planet. And so if there is not divine intervention, cosmic intervention, then the situation will lead to extinction. It has already led to extinction for thousands of species, and every day more species are becoming extinct. The whole web of life is dissolving before our eyes. And again, we pretend that that's not really happening. So the good news is this: the world is not a material entity that's simply based on Darwinian laws, and that in which once the planet has died, there is no hope for rebirth. That's not the case. The eternal power of spirit to give rebirth to the creation and to sustain it in a new cycle of time is available if we are humble enough to seek that help. If enough of us seek that now. So rather than bewailing the fact that the majority are in denial, we must gather those who are genuine seekers, because there are people like yourself who are looking. And if we can show them that there is a path and there is a possibility to recreate a much higher vibration and to download the power of spirit into our plane of reality, it can be done. So that is what we must do now, is gather those who are ready and willing and able to help and be part of the solution rather than part of the problem.